Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast. Payne and Pendergast. My God.
Come on, Sean.
Good to be with you. I know. Get it together, dude.
You've gotten the day of the week right multiple times this morning.
I'm on a streak right now.
Simple.
You need to get me a gigantic H logo chain for getting the day of the week right so many times. I think I got it right all week this week.
Here's your chain.
No, thanks. Go. Yeah, appreciate that. The ding.
That's what we do on this show.
I know. I like that, actually. I'm okay with that. I mean, I can't go sell it at a pawn shop or anything, but...
I mean, you know, you could. The return you might get is going to be disappointing.
Significantly less, yes. C.J. Stroud met with the media yesterday. He had 2 requests for you, Texan fans. That's it. He's asking you to do 2 simple things. Here was C.J. Stroud on the energy in NRG Stadium on Sunday.
I'm always going to be myself. I really don't get into the hoopla and away crowd, home crowd. I really don't mind. I just try to execute, do my game, do what I need to do at a high level. I love our crowd. You know, they do a good job of bringing juice and energy. I hope since it's a night game, people come a little earlier. maybe because of the Houston traffic, people come a little late. But and then on offense, like, they could be quiet a little more. That would help. Especially when we're going fast, like, it'd be hard for the guys to hear me. So I think we can be a little better with that. But, hey, we love the energy.
Okay, so 2 things now. 2 things. Get there early, and I agree with him. It's a 7:20 kickoff. Come on now. Get in your seat early. We got to intimidate Caleb Williams and scatter his brain. And number 2, when the Texans are on offense, keep the noise down a little bit, especially when they're tempo. If you do those 2 things, if you show up early and you're quiet when the Texans are on offense, Seth and I – on Monday, we'll give you a collective and another for you.
Yeah.
For all
of
you.
It's the greatest honor we can bestow on
one
you.
Big
it's almost
chain.
Like,
yeah.
It's like knighting you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do 70,000 dings on the air. That's what we're going to do.
Don't get distracted. Keep your eye on the task at hand and worry about the rewards later on. Don't get caught in the fourth quarter. Don't start thinking like, ooh, we're going to get a ding. We're getting a ding. And then meanwhile, the chatter from everybody saying we're going to get a ding in the stadium is too loud for CJ to operate.
Right. Be careful. You got to balance it. It was funny at the end of that cut. You could kind of tell CJ was like, all right, I got to be a little careful here. Like, when I first got here last year, nobody's even showing up until the second quarter, you know, and there's a lot of skepticism around the team, you know.
He's always very polite about it. Like, he wants to say it, but he doesn't want to come off like he's chiding the fan base or something. And I think he does the right thing. He kind of almost apologetically suggests, like, hey, you know, like, just, you know, maybe just be quiet when I've got when I'm under center, please.
But there's
especially when I'm in the gun.
Right. But there's very few guys that they've drafted onto this team the last couple of years who probably haven't come in to the atmosphere that they came into originally. I think it's going to be awesome on Sunday. And I thought the playoff game against the Browns was maybe the dawning of a new era, or an old era, actually, when it used to be that way when you were a player, or back when the Kubiak era, when they were making the playoffs, and even at times in the O'Brien era. But like, they draft guys from LSU and Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State. And like, I think about that a lot when they drafted these guys and they came in, and I'd get there right after you and I get done doing pregame, and the game's ready to kick off and it's 40% full. And I'm thinking, man, what must these guys be thinking right now?
Yeah, it's a different environment. It's a different feel.
Yeah.
But I think that, I don't know. I mean, that's part of the culture of Houston, is showing up a little bit late,
Right. And I think they learned that after like 4 weeks. I'm just saying the first game when they get in here, it's probably kind of jarring, you know?
Yeah, I think if Osweiler, at any point in Osweiler's tenure here, as long an illustrious tenure, did Osweiler ever say anything like, you know, Every crowd is different.
Probably.
in the National Football League, and this crowd, I'm going to say it right now. This crowd needs to show up earlier, and they need to shut the hell up when I've got the ball in my hands. When you got to give Brock Osweiler a pristine environment to see Brock Osweiler things.
That's right. So that two requests from CJ. Mark it down, people. Being there early on Sunday. Okay, we got one more here we can get in before the top of the hour. Mad Dog Russo lost his mind yesterday. We were talking about the Jets a little earlier in the show. There's some dude out there who says he's a former Jets scout that said, see, Will Anderson, second-round pick, didn't get any sacks in week one. And we're like, yeah, of course this guy's a second-round pick, or of course this guy's a former Jets scout. The Jets suck, and his analysis of Will Anderson sucks. The Jets are bad right now so far this year. They got blown out. They got blown out by the Niners, and I feel like the Niners brought like their B-minus game in that game offensively. You know, like they were Ayuk's dropping passes. They're kicking field goals. They kicked a ton of field goals in that game instead of touchdowns. Mad Dog Russo lost his mind because I guess Aaron Rodgers said something to Jet fans about a bandwagon and staying. Don't jump on the bandwagon. Or jump off the bandwagon when you're a Jets fan. Here was Mad Dog Russo yesterday on First Take.
The Jets defense, can you try? Where is the sense of urgency? This is the Niners on Monday night, ABC, first game of the year. You've done nothing in a season, and all of a sudden you lay an egg like that? And I understand it's the first game. But that was an awful, awful, awful performance. And then I get to listen to Rodgers tell me, well, if you jump off the bandwagon, you're not coming back on. Aaron, you played one game. Go back to Green Bay. You played one game.
Whoa.
Don't start telling the Jet fan who has been sitting there since Namath.
Okay.
All right? Richard Todd and Matt Robinson, all these old quarterbacks who stunk. And they sat there and watched nothing. You're going to tell the Jet fan what they should and should not do? Enough already. That was a disgrace.
Okay, can I ask you one question?
And I did bet him.
That's what she was going to ask him. There you go.
That has a little to do with it.
I was saying to myself, like, this anger feels very familiar. Where have I felt this before? Oh, that's right. Every game I've ever lost betting, I want to yell what a disgrace the team is. I didn't see the Aaron Rodgers quote about the bandwagon thing, but it is vintage Aaron Rodgers if he's telling people, you know, about jumping off the bandwagon one game into his Jets career.
It feels almost like didn't Brandon Marshall in his 2 years with the Jets say something that kind of almost like I just remember it would ring true, kind of like Aaron Rodgers' personality and Brandon Marshall's personality, where you could see like maybe a little tone deaf to the trials and tribulations of Jets fans
years. Yeah.
They're like, okay, don't come in here and like take ownership of this franchise and act like you've been through what we've been through.
Right. Yeah. I know your whole journey here to New York has been Broadway shows and fancy dinners and living in a high rise in Manhattan. Meanwhile, we've lived through, you know, we've had to live through Josh McCown as our quarterback for multiple years, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think they have the longest drought without going to the postseason right now, the Jets. It's like over a decade.
It's going to be fascinating to watch Aaron Rodgers. I hope fascinating in a train wreck type of way, since the Texans do play the Jets. This is Aaron Rodgers with limited mobility, by his standards. So Aaron Rodgers without the ability to kind of create with his legs or extend plays to the degree that he used to, and also while having an offensive coordinator who is a sham offensive coordinator. He's there because he's buds with Aaron Rodgers. That's the part that's going to get really ugly in a fascinating way if they can't figure it out. Because it's the whole Jets organization and everything they've done that have gotten them to this spot where it just seems like they can't quite get it right. Having Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator and with an Aaron Rodgers who might not be physically the same guy, it just feels so Jets.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Jets fans. I know that 29% of our listeners are Jets fans.
Well,
I apologize.
They're on our schedule this year, so that's why the Jets intrigue me. Like they're on the Texans schedule at a part of the season where I think we're really going to start to find out some things. That's the first game that I have in a stretch that I think determines this season for the Texans, those three primetime games with the Jets and the Lions and the Cowboys all in prime time. But that's a point in the season, too, for the Jets. I mean, they play, I think, like six of their first 10 games or something are primetime games. Like, they've got a wild schedule. Like, it's almost like the league's like, okay, we know the Jets are going to be a draw, and you can only schedule teams for so many primetime games, so we got to get them all in early in the season before Aaron Rodgers gets hurt.
Yeah, that's what I thought when the schedule came out. Was like, okay, yeah, they're going to smoke them while they got them.
Yes.
They want to get as much ayahuasca in your veins exactly. before you come down, you know?
Yep. All right, let's get to the Astros. Not a good night last night. A lot of, I would say, in-game, but certainly medical news that we've got to get to. How worried are we about this latest Astros injury? We will discuss that coming up next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.